the official health plan marketplace, visit www.nystateofhealth.ny.gov or call 1-855-355-5777.
Monday morning, 8:43. Hello, we're Mike and Casey.
Oh, gosh, we know her from Warrior and Goodbye to You and Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough. Singer-songwriter Patti Smyth has a new album, first music in like 28 years, aside from her Christmas album, but the first new regular songs, and it's called It's About Time, which is kind of cool. And it's got a new hit song called Build a Fire, which Patti wrote to describe her wonderful relationship with husband John McEnroe.
I wrote it quite a while ago, believe it or not. It's probably 8 years ago that I wrote. This is what I mean. Like, you know, people are like, what have you been doing? I'm like, I've been writing songs the whole time. I've been touring every summer and, you know, just trying to figure out the right person and the right, you know, like batch of songs. So, and that's not always easy to do. And also, like, sort of the longer you stay away, the more critical you get and the harder you make it for yourself. It's funny. So, like, I should probably start making a new record now. Just so there's like no space. So basically the song at first was called Surprise. You know, that was the idea that I was, it wasn't called Surprise, but it was based on being surprised that after all this time I still felt, you know, an attraction to my husband. I still felt like I liked him. I still felt like I loved him. And I still felt like we were connected. I actually just spoke to him right before I called you, and because he's in California right now. And, you know, it's just this, I grew up in a broken home, you know, single parent, blah, 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 whatever. I just didn't even know this existed. So this blew my mind. You know, this is normal life for most people. But for me, this is like, what? So that's where that song came from. And I thought about it, you know, like 23 years we've been married. We've been together 25. But, you know, that literally if there was like a blue light that you could, you know, where they, you know, how we adjust people for fingerprints?
Right, right.
My fingerprints would be all over him. I mean, there's probably almost, you know, from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. So that's kind of where it came from. And just that, you know, we still have this fiery connection. And that was really what it was about.
Well, there you go. A fiery connection between her and John McEnroe.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yes, it's a great, great story.
Yeah. And this is a great song, I'm telling you. Build a Fire with 100.7 WHUD and Patti Smyth.